This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This week, MMWR published reports on RSV and flu-associated hospitalizations, measles cases worldwide, and more. Let's take a look at this week's headlines. First, nirsevimab reduces the risk of severe RSV among Alaskan Native children who have historically experienced high rates of RSV-associated hospitalizations. Second, a concerning decline in the use of antivirals is seen among children and teens hospitalized with flu. Third, measles cases are surging worldwide as vaccination coverage remains below pre-pandemic levels. Last, disease presentation, vaccination status, and recent international travel are important when suspected measles cases occur. Welcome, I'm Mary Dott, science editor of CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm filling in for Charlotte Kent, MMWR's editor-in-chief. Thanks for joining me for MMWR's weekly briefing for the week of November 11th. Respiratory syncytial virus, also known as RSV, is a leading cause of hospitalization among young children. American Indian and Alaskan Native children in some communities have experienced high rates of RSV-associated hospitalization. Our first report from Alaska's Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta region provides the first real-world estimates of nirsevimab effectiveness in preventing RSV-associated medical visits and hospitalizations among Alaskan Native children in the region. Investigators evaluated nirsevimab effectiveness in children younger than 20 months at the start of the 2023-2024 RSV season who had medical visits or hospitalizations for acute respiratory illness during the season. Nirsevimab reduced the risk of RSV-associated hospitalization by 89% among these infants in their first RSV season. It also reduced the risk of RSV-related medical visits by 76% among infants in their first RSV season and 88% in the second RSV season. To protect against severe RSV, nirsevimab is recommended for all infants in their first RSV season who are not protected through maternal RSV vaccination and for children 8 to 19 months with an increased risk of severe RSV illness who are entering their second season, including all American Indian and Alaskan Native children. Parents can talk to their child's clinician about how to protect against severe RSV disease. Tens of thousands of children and adolescents in the U.S. are hospitalized with seasonal flu each year. Both flu vaccination and early initiation of antiviral treatment can reduce flu complications. In our second report, investigators collected data on children and adolescents from two flu surveillance networks, the Influenza Hospitalization Surveillance Network and the New Vaccine Surveillance Network, to assess flu antiviral trends. Data were collected through medical chart reviews and select parent interviews. In the outpatient setting, during the 2023-2024 flu season, about 30% of children and adolescents recommended to receive flu antiviral treatment were prescribed antivirals. And among children and adolescents hospitalized with flu, less than 60% got antivirals. Among those hospitalized with flu, the proportion who received flu antiviral treatment increased with the number of underlying conditions they had. Antiviral treatment of children and adolescents hospitalized with flu declined between the 2017-2018 season and the 2023-2024 season. Antiviral treatment can improve the survival of hospitalized patients. This decline in antiviral treatment highlights missed opportunities to reduce complications among children and adolescents hospitalized with flu. All hospitalized children and adolescents should receive antiviral treatment, and those at higher risk for flu complications seen in outpatient settings with suspected or confirmed flu should also receive antiviral treatment as soon as possible to reduce the risk of flu complications. Clinicians should advise patients to begin antiviral treatment as soon as possible and not wait on laboratory confirmation. In our last two reports, we examine cases of measles worldwide and the importance of careful diagnosis in areas with very few cases. Measles is a highly contagious but vaccine-preventable disease that can cause severe complications and death. Measles particularly affects infants and children in low-income countries and people living in fragile, conflict-affected, and vulnerable settings. In our third report, global partners, including CDC and the World Health Organization, reviewed data on measles vaccination coverage through routine immunization services, as well as measles cases reported by countries during 2000 to 2023. Measles vaccination coverage declined to the lowest level since 2008 during the COVID-19 pandemic. Coverage improved slightly during 2022 to 2023, but remained below pre-pandemic levels. More than 22 million children worldwide missed their first dose of measles vaccine in 2023. Estimated cases increased to 10.3 million in 2023, 20% higher than in 2022, and the number of countries with large or disruptive measles outbreaks increased from 36 to 57. Urgent and targeted efforts are needed by countries and global partners to ensure that all children receive two doses of measles vaccine to prevent cases and hasten progress toward measles elimination. In settings where measles is rare, immunoglobulin M testing can cross-react with other more common viral exanthems, resulting in false positive results. In April 2023, the America Samoa Department of Health received positive measles immunoglobulin M test results for two vaccinated children with afebrile rash illness. In our last report this week, investigators conducted a thorough review of the cases by reviewing medical histories, performing molecular and serologic testing, and investigating other potential causes for the clinical presentations through comprehensive laboratory assessments. A public health emergency was declared in America Samoa following notification of these positive test results. Neither child, however, met the case definition for measles, which requires rash and fever, nor had epidemiologic suspicion of infection, such as recent international travel or known exposure to measles. Further investigation of subsequent people under investigation suggested the outbreak was caused by other viruses, especially parvovirus B19. Before relying on immunoglobulin M testing alone to diagnose measles, healthcare providers should ensure both fever and rash are present. They should also take into account international travel history and vaccination status. Due to the potential for cross-reactivity, ensure both molecular and serologic testing are done for all suspected measles cases. As countries approach measles elimination, enhancing local capacity for molecular and serologic diagnostic testing is critical to rapidly discriminate between actual measles cases, vaccine-associated rash illness, and cases in previously vaccinated people, so that recommended public health measures can be implemented. That's all for this week's briefing. Thank you for joining us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe to MMWR at cdc.gov/MMWR to stay up to date on the latest scientific information. Stay safe and stay well.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.